Good morning. You know, it is heartwarming when you look out and you see faces here. This morning when we came in at first, with the roads being locked off, we thought there were going to be four, maybe five of us here. But you know, the Lord is good. And you can always rely on the Lord. As I said to Robin coming, don't worry, the Lord is prepared and he'll send us those that he has directed here. And it's lovely to see you all. So let's just come to the Lord now before the message. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you for all these saints who have trundled down here today, broke through the barriers to get here. But Lord, we know that you're worth all the effort that we put in to serving you and to coming to hear from you. So Lord, we just pray that you'll speak to us through your word this morning. And just be with me, Lord. Keep my voice strong, Lord. A wee bit of a croak, but Lord, I trust that you will take it away and allow me to deliver your word with your power and your authority, and that we will be blessed from it. And I ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay. The reading that I'm going to start with is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 to 28. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A lovely piece of scripture. And you know that last bit there, where I charge you to read this letter to all the churches. We, if we belong to Christ, we are his church. And this letter is for each one of us to take hold of. I've entitled this morning's message, Give Thanks. As I'm sure you can all guess why, with the barriers out there. Today is our National Day of Remembrance. And there was a lovely service last night. There was a British Royal Legion service at the Albert Hall. I don't know where any managed to get watching it, but it was very good. You know, and there were some stories there which were heart-rending, what people have gone through. But let's get back to the day's message. There'll be parades of our armed forces and veterans, along with representatives of all the civilian services who are normally can't easily be forgotten about on these times. But they paid a big price as well. during the wars and the troubles. Our civilian services, who played vital roles, they played them in protecting our country. There was like firefighters out during the times of the Blitz, ambulance workers, first aiders, people doing Red Cross, tea and coffee on the disaster sites. There was loads to take into account, and they all will be represented today in one form or another, taking part in these services of remembrance throughout the Commonwealth, enabling us to acknowledge just how much they contributed to the security that we enjoy today. There were many who didn't return from the conflicts, many who gave their life in the line of duty, many others who were seriously injured, leaving them with various disabilities, both physical and mental. And it should also be recognised that the families of these men and women who suffered also had a heavy burden to bear when they returned, many suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Not the same people that went away, but looked exactly the same, but acted different because of the trials and the troubles that they have gone through and the things that they witnessed and maybe blame themselves for because they were part of it. But you know, that's what war is like. It's not a pleasant thing, but with man's inhumanity to man, it always seems to pop up everywhere, doesn't it? During World War II, there were lots of families and communities who didn't go to war, but still they suffered because the war actually came to them in the forms of air raids, where bombs were dropped in a lot of the cities in the UK. And it's important that we don't forget how they suffered through the same stress and traumatic disorder that they will have come through. Can you imagine waking up in your house around your neck and your ankles? As if you're waking up, if you're lucky enough to waken up and survive it. But it's very hard to get our heads around if we haven't been in that situation. It's very important that we don't forget that there are still ongoing military conflicts today in the world, where our forces are committed to serve, and what the cost is to both them and their families. You know, unless you have actually witnessed service life, it can just drift away. You don't think about it. But wives, if the man is away fighting in a conflict or sent away on a role, the wives have to fulfill the role of mother and father. And the worry that separation can cost a family because they may not know where that theatre is, where their loved one is sent to. They may not have any communications with them because of security reasons and implications. It's important that we take note that today the above situation could also apply to the wife who's away on service, with the father having to fulfill the role of mother and father during her absence. A recent event, because normally people don't consider the females going and fighting for their country. But if you watched the remembrance thing last night, you'll have seen females within all of the forces. They're representing their forces. Yes, our service personnel deserve our thanks for all of the sacrifices they have made and will still make for our benefit. And I'm sure you'll all agree, they do a grand job. Though the sad fact, as I've already said, is man's inhumanity to man. With that, these conflicts will continue to happen. Men and women will have to be prepared to step up and make similar sacrifices. Those who are prepared to accept these selfish possibilities to protect our freedom deserve our thanks. Scripture warns us in Matthew 24, verse 6 to 8. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pangs. And you've only got to look at the news to see that there are earthquakes, hurricanes, typhoons, and everything else going on. Should we be surprised? No. Scripture gives us a forewarning, but we need to be prepared. Well, it's fitting and proper that we remember and give thanks for all of the sacrifices that our forefathers have made for us. We should never forget the most important sacrifice of all, the one that our Heavenly Father made to enable us to be able to come back into fellowship with Him through our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to pay the price, our price, for our sins. Now that is worth giving thanks for. That's why on the first Sunday of each month, we in this church, and a lot of other churches, but we in this church, come around the communion table in remembrance and give thanks for the sacrifice that Jesus made for each one of us. As we can read from John 3, 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Quite a strong scripture, the gospel in a nutshell. Yes, we have every reason to remember and give thanks for all the sacrifices our forefathers made for us. But we need to thank Jesus for his sacrifice and all of his comforting promises that we can claim if we belong to him. We can read from John 14, 1-6, and I love this. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Couldn't be any clearer. Yes, there is no other way. You cannot buy your way to heaven. You cannot earn your way. You cannot come to the Father any other way except through Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You know, if you're listening to this message and you haven't as yet done so, I earnestly pray that you will give it serious thought and make the right decision. It's a decision only the individual can make. It is a personal decision. And I personally would recommend that if you haven't, that you give it really serious thought and take the right choice. Then you can enjoy peace, true peace, as you can read in Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Going back to John 15 and 13. And this is a lovely one. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's what Jesus has done for everyone in this world who will accept him as their Lord and Savior. And I can hear people out there maybe listening to this saying, but I'm not good enough. Well, I've got news for you. None of us are good enough. Only he was good enough to pay the price and open the doors to let us in. As that lovely Easter chorus says, there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. Only he could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. He is the one who truly deserves our thanks. And not just on the 11th of November, not just once a year, every day we should pray continually to him and give thanks for all he does for us. And 1 Chronicles 16:34 puts it straight to the point. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It doesn't flip-flop about. Sometimes we can like something or love someone, and the next minute we can fall out with them. You know, no matter what we do, we can't affect his love for us. He loves us that much. And if you can think of children, if you've got children of your own, you know, they can do some amazingly silly things at times, bad things, but we still love them, don't we? And our Heavenly Father is no different. He loves his children. And I certainly urge anyone who's not, and can't class themselves as one of his children, to put that right. And to do it sooner rather than later, because none of us know how long we've got left. So just let us close in prayer as we give thanks to the Lord for his Son, our sacrifice, once and for all time. No more required but to accept him. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love this whole world, that you sent your Son to pay the price for the sin of those who will acknowledge him as your Son. And Lord, we just pray that anyone listening to this message that hasn't already done so will consider their situation with you, because it is an eternal situation. We're all going to live eternally. It just depends where we're going to spend eternity, whether it's going to be with you and your Son in heaven or with the tormentor, Satan, and separation from God. And Lord, I can't imagine what that was like. I don't want to be that, because I chose you to be my Heavenly Father through accepting your Son, in whose name I pray. Amen.